Welcome back to Channel 9. My name is Brian Keller. I'm a technical evangelist for Visual Studio Online. And today I thought we would invite James Rice from our marketing team into the studio with us because thanks for being here, James. I see a lot of people out there asking questions like, how do I buy Visual Studio Online? And what does it cost me? What is the process that I go through in order to actually pay for Visual Studio Online services? But before we get started, I just thought maybe you'd want to introduce yourself and tell us more about what you work on, James.
Sure. Hi, I'm James Rice. I'm a director in the business planning team for Visual Studio Online. And what I do is there's a bunch of people who work on how do we make the product better? How do we make the service operate better? How do we build the features that people need? That's not me. I'm actually on the side where I try to figure out what are the ways that people want to buy it that are going to work. How do we sell it in the right way through the right channels, and what sort of plans and services do people need? So I work on that end of things.
Great. So for people who maybe aren't yet familiar with Visual Studio Online, I talk to a lot of customers who maybe hear Visual Studio Online mentioned and they think, oh, this is a version of Visual Studio that runs in a web browser, but that's not really what it is. How do you describe what Visual Studio Online offers?
Well, so Visual Studio Online is our extension from the history of building team-based services, Team Foundation Server. It's the evolution of putting all of those resources on the cloud and then extending it in ways that are appropriate for the cloud. So adding new cloud-only services, like our new load testing service that you can execute load tests from the cloud. So there's a number of different things that will evolve in the cloud over time. But you can think of it as the team collaboration platform of the future.
I like to describe it as a hosted version of Team Foundation Server that we've then started to add a bunch of additional services on top of, right?
Absolutely.
So I see here, James, that you're actually in your Visual Studio Online account, and so
yep.
You've set up a project, and you've started to invite some friends and colleagues to work with you on that project.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people out there may have set up a Visual Studio Online account already, and they've got it kind of sitting back there. Let's talk about, first of all, how much is this going to cost people? I see that you set up this account for free, but then at a certain point, you're going to expect some money for it as Microsoft, right?
Well, the way that we think about it is we have a set of resources that we're going to make available to everybody. So if you're in a smaller team, say five people or fewer, you're probably not going to have to pay anything for Visual Studio Online off into the future. We have a set of team-based capabilities that are simply free. You sign up through a number of different channels. One is you can just come to visualstudio.com and sign up for your free account. You could sign up when you're installing Visual Studio Express, which is our free development tool. You could sign up when you're installing a trial of Visual Studio, so any of our professional grade tools like VS Pro, VS Premium, VS Ultimate. It will prompt you, do you want to create a Visual Studio Online account? And you can do it right there. And then when you do that, it's free. It's always free to start. So, and in most cases, people will not need to go and pay for anything. Also, if you're an MSDN subscriber, so if you have Visual Studio Professional with MSDN or above, your access to Visual Studio Online is free. So it's just included as an MSDN subscription benefit. And as many people as have Visual Studio Pro with MSDN as you want, you can add them into your Visual Studio Online account. So that's kind of that's the place where your team does the work. You can invite all of them into your account and it's still free. So MSDN subscribers are free. Your first five people in your account who are not MSDN, they might be using Visual Studio Express, for example, they're free too. And announcing, we have Visual Studio Online now supports stakeholders, so the sort of people who you're doing the work for, the client on your project, or a business sponsor of your project inside your company. You can invite those people to join your account, and that's free too.
And so there probably is a differentiation between the various levels of functionality that you get, right? So as an MSDN subscriber, you get all the features of Visual Studio Online. Mm-hmm. But then as these five free users who aren't MSDN, I still get to work with source control and builds and work items, right?
Right, right.
And then how does that then map over to the stakeholder, like somebody mm-hmm. who is writing the checks for the software project, and they just need to check in and see the status of how our team is doing?
Yep.
What access do they get access to?
So stakeholders can enter work items. So if they need to enter a bug or they need to submit feedback, they can go ahead and do that. They can edit other people's work items. So they have the ability to go into any work items and edit those. Plus, they can see burn down charts and other work item charts that you pin to the homepage. And they can see your project's progress.
That's great. I know that's been a top request that I've talked to customers about. Yeah. So I'm excited that we've actually made that a reality on Visual Studio Online.
Yep. And they can also see your product backlog. So they can go into the Agile planning section, they can see what the backlog looks like. They can add new backlog items, and they can also look at your task boards and see what's in your sprints.
Okay, but the distinction here is they can look at these things, but they can't drag items up and down the backlog or
right.
move items left and right.
That's probably something you want to reserve for yourself.
I would hope so, as you're managing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so that's fantastic. Are there other things that I might have to pay for in addition to users?
So we have what we call shared services. So think of it as services that anyone on the team could potentially use. We have cloud-based build, so you can compile your projects in the cloud using our services and our VMs on the back end. And we also have cloud-based load testing. And so both of those you pay for based on what you use. You just enable payment for it, and then later you're going to pay for what you use. So if you don't use any, there's no bill.
Okay, and I see actually on the side here, you actually can see your resource usage directly from your homepage. And
I see that
for free, right, we give you 60 build minutes just to kind of test the waters and try that out.
Yep.
And we also give you 15,000 virtual user minutes of cloud-based load testing.
That's right.
Great.
So the build, I haven't used any this month, but a lot of customers find that an hour is enough. It costs 5 cents a minute after that first hour,
great.
Which is free.
Great. So let's say that I'm listening to all this. I'm using some of the free resources you give me, but maybe I do need to pay for some additional build minutes or the sixth user, for example.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How do I actually go through the process of buying it? Because I don't see a big like click here to give mm-hmm. us your credit card on this screen. So how
yep.
does that all work?
So the thing to understand. There's a couple things to understand about buying Visual Studio Online. So yes, there's a bunch of things that are free. So your MSDN subscribers are free. The first five users who have the basic level plan are free. Your stakeholders are free. But if you do need to buy people plans after that, you're going to buy that through Azure. Visual Studio Online is an Azure service. So Visual Studio Online is purchased through Azure. So if you're already paying for virtual machines or mobile services or other Azure services, this is going to be real familiar for you. If you haven't set up an Azure subscription, which is kind of the container for buying stuff in Azure, then this will be a step that you'll need to do, and then you can buy Visual Studio Online services.
Okay.
So the good thing about Visual Studio Online is it's a finished set of services. So you're not going to pay for the VMs to run Visual Studio Online. You're not going to pay for storage for the storage that your account uses. You just pay for the users over and above the free amounts. You pay for the build minutes that you use over and above the hour of build that you get for free, or the virtual users times minutes of cloud load testing.
Okay, can we see where I would actually go to the Azure portal to set that up?
Sure. So in the Azure management portal, you can drill down into the Visual Studio Online section over on the left.
So this is assuming I've already logged in as my Azure subscription, and
yep.
if I don't already have a subscription, I can go plop down a credit card and open up a subscription.
That's right.
Of course, in a larger organization, this is probably going to be handled through my enterprise agreement, right? So there's someone in my purchasing department that has access to this.
Yeah, so if you're a, there's a lot of ways that you can buy Azure. You can buy it as a large organization. You can buy it through your enterprise agreement. So that gives volume licensing purchases and volume purchases. You can just walk right up to Microsoft Azure and buy a pay-as-you-go Azure subscription, which just is a way for you to pay for the services you want. You can use your credit card, or you can select to be invoiced. So you can do that. You set up your Azure subscription, and then once you've done that, you can come into the Azure Management Portal and manage the resources that you want to use. So the VMs that you want to spin up, or the mobile services, or Visual Studio Online.
Okay.
So when I go into the Visual Studio Online section, you can see here that I have already linked my Visual Studio Online account to this Azure subscription. And that's, but once I've done that, then I've enabled billing on my account if I need to be billed for anything.
Okay, so you haven't actually said, this is what I'm paying for yet. You've established the billing relationship, and then back on the Visual Studio Online account, as you start to add additional users within the administration interface, that's or consume additional build minutes or load minutes, that's when it starts to actually impact your costs.
Yeah, but you will not be charged for anything unless you choose to be charged. So if I drill into my account, and I my Visual Studio Online account, and I go into the Scale tab, what you'll see is I'm not paying for any resources. But if I want to buy a few extra basic plans, let's say I want to buy 5 over and above the 5 that I get for free, so I'll have 10 total. Mm-hmm. I just move the slider over. If I want to buy advanced plans, which have a higher set of capabilities, I can choose to buy those too. And then if I want to enable pay-as-you-go cloud build or cloud load testing, I can just change the change it from free to paid, and that just says I'm willing to pay if I use it.
Great.
And you'll bill me for what I do use.
Great. Fantastic. So I know we have a lot of really great pricing calculators on the Azure website that helps me understand what my potential costs look like if I'm using virtual machines, for example. Does that also exist with Visual Studio Online?
It does. So if I'm on the Microsoft Azure website, there's a pricing tab. And I can go into the details about Visual Studio Online pricing just through the menu. It's under the app services. Or I could drill into the calculator and just calculate that out myself. When you drill into the full calculator, that's where you're going to see the Visual Studio Online resources. And you can slide on down. It's about two-thirds of the way down the page, because there are a lot of different Azure resources that we provided calculation for. And here we go. So Visual Studio Online, I'm going to move it over to 5 basic. So that shows me it hasn't changed from $0 yet. That shows me that that's free. If I go up to, say, 10, then that's $100 because it's $20 per user per month.
Sure.
After those 5 free users.
Great, fantastic. So this is really helpful, I think just to help people understand that, you know, Visual Studio Online kind of sits in this island over here and you pay for it over here. As people get started, are there any other resources you can suggest if they get stuck along the way?
Yeah, so on the visualstudio.com website, we have a lot of great resources under the Get Started section. So everything from how you set up your VSO account. And there's a lot of help around that area. It does have help on how do you set up billing, like we just showed, as well as managing your work and your build and so forth. And we also have a support tab on the visualstudio.com site so that you could get in contact with Microsoft Azure billing in case you have any questions about that.
I could talk to a human.
You could talk to a human.
Fantastic. That's great. All right, James. Well, thanks for being on the show. We're going to put your email address down here at the bottom so that people can actually contact you if they have additional feedback or questions that aren't answered on the visualstudio.com portal. I know you're always looking for feedback.
I am. So one of the reasons that we introduced the stakeholder plan into Visual Studio Online is we got a lot of feedback from customers about how they need to engage their stakeholders, the people who are paying for the work that they're doing, into the project. And so we'd love to hear more feedback about the sort of things that you need to make Visual Studio work for you. My email is james.rice@microsoft.com.
Fantastic. And of course, you can also leave comments down below in the Channel 9 comments. Thanks for watching.